This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome into the Inside Carolina Postgame Podcast. I'm your host, Tommy Ashley. We're sponsored by Johnny T-Shirt, johnnytshirt.com. That is Dewey Burke. We are getting together following North Carolina State's 84-76 win over North Carolina in the ACC championship game. Dewey. You got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot of thoughts. Let's get into it. Overall thoughts on what you saw tonight.
Yeah, I thought from the tip it was a miserable defensive performance. Was very frustrated early and hoped that they would turn it around. And I never thought we did on that end of the floor. I know we had the lead at half, but I thought it was more so because we started to make a couple shots and play a little better offensively and, you know, candidly, some really difficult shots by RJ. I just thought we were never engaged defensively. Horn got every shot, every look he wanted, direct drives. Obviously, Burns in the post, you know, he's going to back anybody down. I don't care how big you are. We didn't seem to have a plan on are we doubling, are we not. We started early doubling with Harrison, and we stopped. I thought we were disjointed on that end of the floor and never found any kind of rhythm. We gave them life early, and they had it the whole game. There were a couple chances I thought we could have pushed the ball harder and maybe tried to get to their legs, which clearly, I mean, they were exhausted and beat at the end. But, you know, if it was a one possession game, not a 12 point game, maybe you have a chance for it to go another way. But you have to give them credit. I hate giving them credit for anything, but 5 games in 5 nights is impressive. They played with desperation. We played like it was game in November, and though I will always be of the mind that you'd rather win the regular season because it's the body of work over months, as we said after the Duke game, you're going to be there, so you might as well win it. And it's a shame. It's hard to win the league and the conference tournament. I was very fortunate to get to do that, and you got to tip your hat to State, as hard as that is to say.
Yeah, definitely. You got to give State credit. I mean, a lot of people don't want to, but they played 5-5, and there was a lot of talk that they were going to be worn out. And what you mentioned earlier is the takeaway I took is Carolina played like they thought they were going to be worn out and that they were just going to give in. And the more it presided, I figured State would be ahead at halftime and then sort of the adrenaline would wear off, and it never did. And I thought the play of the game for me, and I don't have the exact amount here, but I did text you, is Carolina had come out of a timeout. They gave R.J. Davis the three instead of the two. I think it was a three-point game or
set
maybe
up the press.
They set up the press. Diarra gets the ball, throws up a layup, does not make it, and three Carolina guys watch him get the offensive rebound and put it back, and I think put State up into the insurmountable lead. That play right there, late in the game, summed up the entire night for me, Dewey. Those and people don't think one play can really sum up a game. I thought that did for me. What'd you think?
And you said that when you texted me. I mean, Diarra, 14 rebounds. I saw he set the conference tournament record for rebounds. It makes sense to play five games. Offensively, we didn't shoot it great. We shot too many threes. Probably could have gone to Mondo a little bit more and just generally gone to the rim a little bit more and tried to get to the line. We got to the line a little bit more late, but, we stood around a lot watching RJ, which I don't love. You know, we're better when we're in rhythm and the ball's moving. Cadeau missed some easy shots at the rim that he has been making. And then even at the end, when we did get them to turn the ball over and they were kind of shook, how many wide open threes did we miss? That if one of those goes down, all of a sudden you cut it to five, and maybe you can figure out a way to somehow get it to one possession. But I don't know, weird night. Never felt like it was going to be our night, the way they were playing. And we've had a great history against State, certainly in the last 20 plus years, but. This gives them something to brag about, which is frustrating, because you would have much rather lost if you had played to your potential, which we did not. I'm going to keep harping on it. I was just extremely disappointed defensively, which is a place we've been really good. I thought we were lazy. I thought we made a bunch of mistakes early, like fundamental defensive station principles, stuff that we practice on. How to guard floppy screens, or how do you play horn on a ball screen, not fronting the post, like just stuff that we practice a lot. And I just thought, I always try to watch and I'm like, what would they say if they're grading tape? And they'd be sitting there like, bad path, Cormac, went under the ball screen, RJ, no front, Mondo, no box out, hair. Like just, and I look at the clock and there's 10 minutes left in the first half. I'm like, turned to my wife, I was like, they have made a billion defensive errors already. So that was it for me. I just thought we were terrible on that end.
Yeah, just looking at some of the stats, State shots 55% for the game, Carolina only 37%, State hit 43% from three. I can't believe Carolina shot 27% from three, given how the game turned out. And then, of course, rebounds, total rebounds, Carolina 38-33, but State, and to the point I just made a minute ago, State had two offensive rebounds, and that was a huge one, and State still won the game. Dewey, as far – and for folks watching this that are losing their minds, I'll give you a silver lining. The last time Carolina won the ACC tournament and the national championship was even longer ago than State last won. It was 1982. Carolina's not won both since 1982. So if you look for bright sides, and Dewey, you're lucky you live in Denver, Colorado. You don't live in Raleigh. You don't live in Johnston County with a ton of NC State fans. But to your point, they earned it and they deserved it. And I say as much. Let's look at some individual performances. To your point, you said they stood around watching RJ. I don't think I've seen them standing around watching RJ as much as they did today. How does it happen in a championship game, Dewey?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's such an elite scorer, and he scores at all three levels, as we've discussed, from three, mid-range, floaters, and gets to the rim. I don't know. I mean, we never got Harrison going. He's had a nice propensity to take smaller guys into the post and either score or make a good scoring pass. Cormac, had no rhythm whatsoever, 1-for-5. Elliott struggled at the rim. I thought Mondo played fine. I mean, people are going to kill him for his defense on Burns. I mean, that guy looks like he weighs 315 pounds. Like, he's going to back anyone in college basketball down except for maybe Zach Edey. He's not an easy cover, and he's got very good footwork and touch. So kill Mondo all you want about his defense, but I thought he played a good game. He had 18 and 11. We probably could have gone to him a little bit more, only 10 field goals, but just disjointed on that end too, and too much focus on forcing the ball to RJ. 26 shots for him is too many. Like I said, we didn't get to the line enough early, and you shoot 8 for 30 from three. It's hard to win against a team that's shooting the ball as well as State did, but it just wasn't our night. It's unfortunate. You know, I'm reading this chat stuff and people are saying that Hubert coached scared. I don't even know what the hell that means. How do you coach scared? I don't even know how to respond to that. I just thought we got outplayed. You know, I mean, we tried to press, maybe we could have pressed a little earlier. We don't really have a zone that we've ever gone to. We couldn't guard Horn and we couldn't guard Burns. Pretty straightforward.
Man, sometimes you just get beat. Cormac Ryan, 2 for 7, Harrison Ingram, 3 for 11. That's been a theme in North Carolina's losses. Elliot Cadeau, 2 for 8, but he's never really a shooter. But Elliot was 8 and 1, assist turnover. And then you look down the line, Trimble didn't do much, offensively at least. And to your point about Bacot, people are saying Bacot's soft on Burns. What in the hell is the guy supposed to do? There is no defense for that. If you flop like Burns did one time, you're not going to get that call. The way to deal with DJ Burns, which Carolina was not able to do, is to run him. And that, to me, Dewey, that was my thing. They weren't shooting it well. They weren't doing much well, but they never really ran State and tried to get into their legs until the very
end. Especially in the second half. I thought, if you go back and watch, I thought we pushed it the first 10, 12 minutes. But it's also challenging to push the ball when you're getting no stops.
Yep.
I mean, it's just 58% in the first half and 55% for the game. I mean, you can say you want to take it out of the basket and push it. And we even got a couple baskets off their makes where we did push it, but like you have to get stops to really enforce the pace and really get to their legs. And we just didn't, we weren't getting stops. Their points per possession has to be terrific. I don't know what it is. I don't know if your stat thing has it. I'd love to know, but their points per possession is really good.
I'll see if I can find it while we're talking here. And we're talking with Dewey Burt with the Inside Carolina post game. Carolina loses to NC State 84-76 in the ACC championship game. Johnny T-shirt, johnnytshirt.com. They're still your go-to spot for Inside Carolina or for Carolina gear. NCAA tournament's coming up. They'll have that stuff. They've got all you need for baseball, football, everything. And then congruityhr.com/Tar Heels. Get your free assessment for your small to mid-sized business. Always take care of our sponsors. They take care of us. Dewey, I'm looking for that stat. I cannot find it.
Good, though. I mean, you can just feel it by watching.
But how when you look across the country, and I don't know much how – Houston lost by 30. UConn, who I've always said, who I'd put my money on if I could, and now we have that option here in North Carolina. UConn won easily, but Purdue lost and all. Is it a bad thing in itself, well, maybe to lose a championship game or to lose in a tournament setting before you go to the NCAA tournament? Does that change the mindset at all? Does it focus you up? Is there any silver lining here for Carolina?
Yeah, maybe. You know, that was an out-of-character game for how this team has played the last 6 weeks. I mean, that's a fair statement. We've been playing really, really well, very, very together, very connected on both ends, the way the ball would move, the way they would share it unselfishly, take the first really good shot, give up a good shot to take a great shot. And then defensively, we were just nails tough. We were difficult. We were stingy. We just weren't that tonight. We weren't that, you know, so just a, you know, hopefully just one of those nights you throw it away and we get going next week and start making a run. Obviously, we've had years where we cut the nets down when we didn't win the ACC tournament, which is the point you made. I don't remember. There's too many of them for me anymore. I don't remember them. I vividly remember 05 you know, which we wasn't that in DC. I think 05 we lost in DC in the second game and then went and won the championship. In 09, did those guys win it in 09? We won in 07?
Lost in the semifinals.
Right, so we didn't win in 09. I mean, so look, it doesn't mean we can't make a deep run. They were just flat, and no excuse for that ever. A lot of stuff that we can, you know, point to on film. I don't know what this just came to my head. I think this is a known story, but you remember in the year we won it in 09, we were down like maybe 12 to think LSU. Does that sound right?
Ty Lawson toe game where they didn't think yes. Ty would play.
Right. And I remember Bobby telling me that Coach Williams called him and Tyler over during play, or, you know, during a free throw or something. And he said, if you guys want your career to end right here, right now, keep playing like this, and walked away. And so, you know, that's kind of the message here. It's like, if you guys want your season to end, play like that. Or play like we've played the predominance of the season. So plenty of stuff to coach with, and you know, they'll get rested and ready, and you know, let's try to make a run. But disappointing for sure.
Yeah, State 1.2 points per possession tonight. Carolina just over one. Yeah, and then folks are saying in the chat about the ACC and NCAA deal for Carolina. I mentioned that earlier. Since 1982, they've lost in the semifinals every other time. But yeah, so I mean, to your point. Tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, NCAA selection show comes out. What are they going to do? Is Carolina going to be a number one seed? I have no idea. They started pushing the Iowa State narrative this afternoon.
Right.
But either way, Carolina should be in Charlotte and go wherever they go. I think the worst thing is to have to play UConn in UConn's reason. But anything else, to your point, Dewey, is if you're not getting to those games, if you play like you did tonight in Carolina – hopefully learn the lesson. NC State wins the ACC Tournament Championship. The first time that those words can be uttered since 1987. Dewey, how old were you in 87?
Four.
4 years old. I put it on my social media. NC State fans that weren't born in 1987, this is what you've been missing forever, so they can enjoy it tonight. We're getting out of here early. Nothing more to talk about. There's 715 people here, but I'll tell you, folks that are here tonight, do me a favor. Tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, we'll be on the Coast to Coast. Greg Barnes and myself will be on the Coast to Coast podcast, and we will be talking NCAA tournament pairings. It's going to be a fun show. Join us. I'm looking. It looks like it will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening here at the Inside Carolina YouTube channel on the Coast to Coast. Break down the brackets, break down all of that. Probably not talk about this game anymore. Dewey, it's always been fun. We'll talk again before the season's out, but it's always been fun, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be all right.
Yep. Another day. NCAA tournament starts Tuesday with the play-in games. We'll talk to everybody soon.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.